This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts. All arrangements have been put in place by the Election Commission of India to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In this phase, voting will take place in constituencies located along the Indo-Nepal border and in regions of Simanchal, Magad, Shahabad, Kosi and Mithilanchal. Over 3.7 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women, in tomorrow's polling. In most constituencies, there is a direct contest between the NDA and Mahagathbandhan candidates. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. However, due to security reasons, polling in seven assembly constituencies and certain polling stations will end at 5 p.m. The state DGP Vinay Kumar said, from a security point of view, the borders adjoining Nepal and the interstate borders with Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and Jharkhand have been sealed and regular patrolling is being carried out. By-elections for eight assembly constituencies spread across seven states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Gadsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Damba in Mizoram and Nuapara in Orissa. Counting of votes will take place on 14 November along with Bihar assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentaries at their National Assembly in Luanda today. The president had said yesterday that as the world's largest democracy, India hopes to enhance parliamentary cooperation with Angola. She had stressed upon the need for democratic institutions to learn from each other's experiences through mutual exchanges. President Murmu will also interact with members of the Indian community in Angola. President Draupadi Murmu held wide-ranging discussions with her Angolan counterpart, Joao Lourenço, yesterday. The two leaders agreed to work together to deepen bilateral cooperation. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. During the visit, Modi and King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 78th birth anniversary of 4th King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart, Shring Topge. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah said that urban cooperative banks should come forward to empower the aspiring youth and underprivileged sections of society, inaugurating the co-op CUM 2025, an international conference on the urban cooperative credit sector in New Delhi today, Shah said. National Federation of Urban Cooperative Banks and Credit Societies Limited, NAFCUB, an urban organization, should issue moral guidelines based on which every urban cooperative bank should redesign its financial structure. He said the goal is to strengthen cooperatives while also uplifting the vulnerable sections of society. On the occasion, Shah congratulated Amul and IFFCO on being placed on the top two positions in International Cooperative Alliance World Ranking. In a social media post, the Ministry of Finance stated Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the first pre-budget consultation meeting with country's leading economist in New Delhi for the upcoming Union Budget 2026-27. The meeting was attended by the Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance, along with the Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India and senior officers from the Department of Economic Affairs. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated the Defence Public Sector Undertakings Bhavan, a state-of-the-art central facility at the World Trade Center in New Delhi. The Bhavan is envisioned as a hub of synergy, innovation and collaboration among all defence PSUs under the Department of Defence Production. In a major breakthrough, a team of Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana police have recorded large cache of explosives, weapons and ammunition from Faridabad in Haryana. Briefing media, Faridabad Police Commissioner Satendra Kumar Gupta said in an ongoing joint operation between Haryana Police and JK Police and an accused Dr. Muzammil has been nabbed. In junior women's hockey, Jyoti Singh will continue to lead the Indian team as Hockey India today announced 20-member squad for the upcoming FIH Women's Junior Hockey World Cup scheduled to be held in Santiago, Chile from November 25 to December 13. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.